poll, DeSantis, Rubio dominant against potential challengers in upcoming elections. By Hannah Blow on September 15, 2021. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., and Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, are dominating their potential Democrat challengers in hypothetical matchups ahead of the 2022 elections, a Redfield and Wilton Strategies poll released this month found. The survey, taken August 20 to 24, 2021, among 1,000 eligible voters in Florida, showed Floridians giving the Republican governor a positive approval rating, 47% to 36%, resulting in a net approval of plus 11%. Additionally, the survey found that 80% of Trump voters approve of DeSantis, a higher figure than the 68% who approved of Senator Rubio and 60% who approved of Senator Rick Scott, RFL, in 2020. The survey also showed that DeSantis is well slated to take on his potential Democrat challengers, leading both Representative Charlie Crist, DFL, and Florida Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried, D, by 10 percentage points, 48% to 38%. Per the survey, the areas in which Floridians convey the highest levels of approval of Ron DeSantis' performance are on the economy, 51%, and addressing unemployment, 49%. Pluralities also approve of the governor's performance on crime/policing, 47%, immigration, 45%, the environment, 45%, and housing, 43%. Thus, in each of these policy areas, a higher proportion of respondents approve of Governor DeSantis' performance than approve of President Biden's performance. The survey also found Senator Rubio with a positive approval rating, 42% to 33%, and leading his potential Democrat challenger. Indeed, our hypothetical voting intention polling finds that, after weighting by likelihood to vote, 48% say they would vote for Marco Rubio and 36% say they would vote for U.S. Representative Val Demings, if Demings were to be the Democratic nominee for the Senate seat. Results are similar if former U.S. Representative Alan Grayson is presumed to be the Democratic nominee, with 48% saying they would vote for Rubio and 36% saying they would vote for Grayson. 10% and 11%, respectively, say they don't know how they would vote in these hypothetical Senate election scenarios. Additionally, the survey found President Biden's approval underwater among Floridians, with 47% disapproving and 40% approving.